Pinkerton hauled out furniture to make room and packed the place with guards, plus other women suspected of spying for Rose, women who were just friends, women she didn't know and considered beneath her station, women who were prostitutes, and a few who were moles who informed on her. The widow and the detective soon were pitting wits. Greenhow bribed sympathetic guards, or enticed friends allowed to visit her into sending out her notes to Jordan. Pinkerton intercepted many of the messages to follow their trail or plant disinformation in them. Jordan, who suspected that an enciphered letter he received from Greenhow in late October was actually written by Pinkerton, wrote his superiors that further correspondence with her is useless. As the months passed, Greenhow's house confinement became a growing headache for Pinkerton, who considered her a sluttish diva. She still had powerful friends in Washington, many of them who feared alienating her because of what she knew about them, began lobbying for better treatment of her. Pinkerton resisted, worried that momentum would build for her to be released and exiled to the South. With newspapers publishing stories that she was still managing to sneak messages out of her house, Pinkerton and the administration began to reach the end of their rope with the thorny Rose. The last straw came when a November 17th letter she wrote to Seward complaining of her confinement ended up in the Richmond Whig newspaper the next month. Pinkerton confiscated her writing paper, ordered Fort Greenhow boarded up, and on January 18th, 1862, had Lewis, with several soldiers, take the widow and her daughter to Old Capitol Prison at 1st and A Streets, where he imposed a blackout so she could send out no more letters. Rose told Lewis she felt like Marie Antoinette. Put in a second-floor room with a straw bed, rough wood table, and rats skittering about, Greenhow became a demanding prisoner, alienating the guards, enjoying herself by pointing an unloaded pistol at them, sewing a Confederate flag to wave from her barred window, and complaining of the stench from over 100 Negroes incarcerated near her. By spring of 1862, the U.S. government wanted to be rid of Greenhow. Over the objections of Pinkerton and McClellan, an armed escort on May 31st took the triumphant woman, a Confederate flag wrapped around her under her summer shawl, out of Old Capitol with Little Rose in tow, and under orders from the War Department, sent the two of them south to Richmond.